Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, there was a big Adele concert in Munich. Have you heard about this? Adele is not playing in Ireland, so people have flown to Munich because they couldn't get to the Vegas shows because they're very expensive. An Adele concert, she had stage fright. She doesn't do many shows in her career and she's incredible live. Now, a woman at this concert in Munich had two glasses of Prosecco and she was hauled on stage by Adele herself. This is a thing they do at the concert, and Adele picks someone who looks fun and exciting. This woman happened to be Irish and her name is Paula. Now, as you're about to hear, Paula gets on stage with Adele. She bounces up and down a lot and she clings to Adele and she kisses. And look, legendary moments unfurl in this very short 2 minute incident. Adele ends up falls in love with this woman, essentially ends up wearing this Paula's sunglasses. They become best friends, kisses, hugs, all happening in front of 80,000 people in the crowd. 6 million people have viewed the clip online just over the weekend. Media outlets across Europe have covered it, including The Bild in Germany, the biggest newspaper over there. By now, basically everyone who is anyone knows this woman, Paula, from Ireland.
What's your name?
Paula.
Paula, and who are you here with tonight? I know this, where have they gone? They've gone back down. Who are you here with?
My husband, Frank.
Your husband, Frank. What one's Frank in the white top? Oh, I see him.
He's getting me Prosecco.
So he's out of the car. Frank from Ireland. I've got your crazy wife, Paula, up here with me. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
A place called Kildare.
Kildare, I've never heard of that. What's it?
In a bog.
Oh, what's it near where I might know?
Dublin.
Oh, near Dublin. Okay, well, I know that. Let's come up here, Paula, and we will get a picture. you're the most excited person I think I've ever had on stage. But you know what? If it was Beyonce, I'd be the same. Camera, pose. Oh, I love you too, Paula. You are a right laugh.
It is just a moment of pure joy. Paula from Ireland is Paula from Kildare. She is Paula Jones. Good morning, Paula.
Hello, Oliver. Good morning to you. How are you? And thank you so much for inviting me on.
We really wanted to chat to you because, as Adele has listed you, the most excitable and fun person she has met ever, I think. I'm glad to hear you've calmed down somewhat.
I think I'm still floating on a fluffy cloud, but yes, I'm trying to control the adrenaline that is somewhat still in my body. It was just the most surreal experience ever, meeting my idol.
Oh,
well,
my
firstly,
God.
Seeing her in concert live, but then being picked out of 80,000 people to join her on stage. I mean, it's a pinch me moment. I'm still pinching myself.
You did it
so
well.
That actually happened to me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I love it. So many people have seen it, but to anyone who hasn't, when we hear the excited coos from you there, you are literally jumping up and down.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't stop. Absolutely, I couldn't stop. I mean, it was just my natural, honest reaction to meeting Adele.
That's why
she was
it's
like
loved.
My best buddy.
Yeah.
You know, she was just like, but that's Adele. She's just so adorable. She's so approachable. She's a beautiful person. She's so stunning. And like, you can have the crack with her. Mm. She loves having the banter. And I just hung out with her like she was my best buddy.
You were never going to let her go.
No, I wasn't. Holding on for dear life. I had one chance at this and it was just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't have ever imagined it would have happened to me.
Well, everybody loves Paula from Ireland. And obviously here we were dying to know, who is this woman? Do you live here? Were you just travelling to Munich? You were visiting, weren't you?
I was visiting specifically to see my idol, absolutely. Myself and my legend of a husband, Frank, joined me and we went on.
Features very prominently in this.
Yeah,
moment,
he Frank, does.
Who was
he
supposed
does.
To be getting you Prosecco at the time.
I think he returned quite quickly when he found out I was pulled up on stage. I heard later.
How did you get pulled up on stage, by the way? Sorry.
How? So she was walking. She was walking up and down the stage and she was looking for somebody to give her loads of energy and somebody to catch her attention. So I obviously did that, I think, Oliver. Jumping
did.
Up and down in my sparkly outfit. So that's when she said, "You in sparkly two-piece, up you come. I want some of that energy."
Excellent choice.
Yes, before I knew it, I was there.
Okay, so it's as organic as that. There's no little setup beforehand.
Totally. No setup, absolutely not. I mean, I actually forgotten that she does bring fans up on the stage. Yeah. I totally forgot it. So, I mean, you can just imagine how surreal it felt to me. Crazy.
Are you there for hours to get to that position in the crowd?
Oh, I was. Yeah, well, and it was sweltering hot. So we arrived into the arena, which is just, it was phenomenal. Like the stadium was purpose-built, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And like the stage alone is 43,000 square foot. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that just get your head around that for a second.
Yeah.
The screen is 720 foot wide and 98 foot high.
It is, and you were on that screen.
I was on that screen. But she also had outside the arena, there was a whole area called Adele's World.
Really?
So she had like bars out there. She had a bar called I Drink Wine, which is obviously one of her songs.
Yes.
She had phone booths everywhere where people could take photo ops, Ferris wheel. There was an Adele Spritz bar. There was like loads of eateries and basically just people having a fabulous time.
I mean, it's
fabulous
incredible.
Time.
And what do you do with your time? What is your story, your life story?
My life story. So I'm just a regular old Irish mum living in Allenwood in Kildare and married to Frank, as you know by now. And I have three wonderful teenage boys. And I work for a fabulous company called Wind Energy Ireland.
I know them.
So, you do indeed.
It's Allenwood. Is that outside Naas, is it?
Yes, it's in the Naas region.
It's in the Naas,
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. And the three teenage boys, how do they respond to this enormous fame of yours now?
Well, thankfully, they weren't cringing. Reassured me that they gave me all my support. I think a lot of their friends had contacted them, so they were like quite surprised when it all happened at first. But they're over the moon. They just can't believe they have, in their words, not mine, a famous mum. It just sounds mad, Oliver. It sounds mad.
The entire country, when they hear that an Irish person has randomly shown up on a big stage somewhere abroad, we're going, oh no, they're going to let down the whole nation. But you did. And you only have 2 minutes for all of Europe to see you. And you did spectacularly well. You have to be proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. I mean, no, I mean, I'm not even thinking about me. It was just like, it was just amazing. I just, as I said, I'm just still on such a high. It was just phenomenal. But the Irish people, I have to say, Oliver, have given me the most amazing love and support, and it's like they're just getting behind one of their own, and it just feels like a big warm hug from everybody. So that's lovely.
We're having such a happy summer among ourselves. It feels new.
Yeah.
Come here now. Very importantly, Adele gives you a goodie bag at the very end, and I'm dying to know what's in this famous goodie bag because she makes quite a big deal about it.
So this was a huge surprise to me. I didn't know, obviously, I was going to get this either. So I got a beautiful tote bag, and inside that bag, there was the most amazing signed brochure from Adele that has stunning photographs of her. And I got some T-shirts, some Adele T-shirts. I got a digital camera, some Adele Haribos. So she had branded her own Haribo jellies, as you do. And I got some magnets and some pins and some other small trinkets. But it was just amazing. Such a beautiful surprise.
All
treasured.
And one
that I think I'm just going to... All treasured. One that I think
By the way, your sunglasses have now been worn by Adele, so they're now very important accessory.
I know. How mad is that? My sunglasses worn by Adele, yeah.
And
still, honestly,
and of course,
crazy.
Your lipstick was also worn by Adele, as she pointed out.
Her makeup artist sent me a message afterwards.
Really?
Saying I was such a vibe and he loved me. So that was just so nice. Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, really. It was amazing. Yeah.
That is...
Honestly, the messages are coming in from all over the world.
Wow.
I'm beside myself. I really am.
How is Frank today?
Frank is still the legend. He's wonderful. And in fairness, he was so good. So many people wanted to contact me after the concert was over, and he was the one giving out his contact details and his phone number, because I was kind of chatting with a few people and taking a few photographs and, you know, just explaining the experience. They had loads of questions to ask me. So he looked after all of that, and he's continuing to do that. So it's great. You know, everybody's going through Frank, which is lovely. Yeah, so nice.
And you told Adele you only had two glasses of Prosecco. People were speculating, oh, no, she must have had far more than that. But no, this was...
No, absolutely not. It was just my pure elation and adrenaline and just me being me and genuinely so over the moon to meet my idol that I had waited so many years to see. So
Paula drinks responsibly. Thank you very much, everybody. That's
Paula drinks responsibly,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're wondering here how much preparation goes into your outfit, because that was obviously key to getting on stage.
Not too much, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was 28 degrees heat. I knew what I was going to wear for, you know, quite a long time.
She is your idol. Girl. Have you got favourite Adele songs, by the way?
Oh, yes, of course. Who doesn't have a favourite Adele song? Now, I do love them all, Oliver.
They're
but
all so sad.
I would say, hello. No, not all of them. I would say, Hello would be number one.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that's funny. I have a group chat with my sisters and brother-in-laws, and it's called Hello because
wow,
of Adele. And we set that up about 9 years ago, which is quite funny. And then my next favourite song would definitely be When We Were Young.
And why does that... Why does that hit
you? It's just such a beautiful backstory. It's so emotional. I don't know if you've seen any of the songs that she played in Munich, but when she played that particular song, and I knew that this was in her set because I had checked, and I had said to Frank, please help me when this song comes on. Now, this is like weeks ago.
Yeah.
When this song comes on, we have got to gather up as many of these photographs as physically possible, because I have to ensure I've one of everything.
Yeah.
So what happens is a few seconds into her song, she has these confetti cannons and they explode confetti up into the air.
Okay.
I'm talking hundreds of thousands of these photographs up into the air. It's spectacular to see.
You're grabbing all of these photographs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the security guards were so nice, and they were helping me pick up all of the photographs I wanted and put them into my lovely tote bag that I got from Adele.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, so listen, thank you so much, Paula Jones. Now that we know who you are, you've calmed down, and you must bask in this moment for as long as possible.
Thank you, Oliver. I'll certainly try. And it was lovely speaking with you.
You did us proud. And
thank you.
Performed on stage in the most joyful and lovely way. That's what we need. That's Paula Jones, everybody.